morning, good morning, GMG! Woo! Why do I get getting booted? Monday! Anyway, even Monday? What day is it? I'm lost, man. All these time zones. Monday, April 8th, 2020. 4-4-4. Look at that. Another beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I got my co-host in the back, and we are all back together, all three of us. OSF, Mando, how you guys doing today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing awesome, man. Doing awesome.
This weekend was fun. I flew overnight to Paris. Mando's been Devin, and it looks like you're back from New York. I mean, let's start with that, actually. How's your NFT? Why, this is the first time since I got into crypto that I missed New York after 4 years. So how's that?
It was good. It was definitely quieter than it has been in the last couple of years, I think. But I kind of preferred that. It was more chilled. Got to hang out with people and have proper conversations and stuff without getting too busy and stuff. So yeah, it was good.
What was the highlight? Like, is there like some really cool stuff, or is it the usual, like just a ton of side events?
Yeah, ton of side events. There were no, I mean, I don't even know if it was an actual NFT NYC conference or not. Like, I had zero part of that, but
you no, did it I didn't. NYC? Yeah. He's like, nah, I did not. What was your favorite side event?
The Dive Dolphin thing was pretty good. It was cool. It was like a ping pong area, and they had like a pool table and stuff, and it was chilled. It wasn't too crowded. Like, I liked that a lot. That was a good event for sure.
And then hold on. Did Quinn win a one of one?
Yeah, she did.
She won the one of one?
She won the dive bar one of one, yeah.
So wait, you put like these rec drinks across New York. So everyone won one of ones?
No. The other ones were just like additions, but there was one that was a one of one.
Bro, you're telling me Quinn got the dive bar piece, like the piece. Like the one everybody loves.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. My God, I saw the story. I saw the video. First of all, obviously, like, you know, for those who don't know, Quinn is Quinn Buttons. She's our COO here at the Stan. And so I saw in the Rockwito team chat that she won. And I was like, holy shit, that's crazy. But then I didn't know she won a World of One. I thought you were just doing additions, like little prizes or whatever. I wasn't sure. I wanted to ask you because someone said one of one. I was like surprised. That's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Damn. And it's funny because she was she won it because she was the area because of the Venek event that was going on at NYC, right? How cool was that, by the way, guys? That there was like a bunch of Pepes and Pudgy Penguins, a bunch of other memes at the New York Stock Exchange for the close on Friday. Like, isn't that crazy to you guys? Like, for me, it's like, okay, cool. Like, it's crazy, fire. But like, how, is that insane to you guys? Like, there's a bunch of memes everywhere at NYC.
Yeah. That's just it. That's what it is now, isn't it?
It's nuts. It's nuts. I mean, there was like, I'm trying to share my screen here. I'm not going to break. The StreamYard by sharing my stream. But on the New York Stock Exchange, that's what I saw. This one. I hope it does share. Stuff like that. Like, this is insane. This must have been like one of the coolest things in New York. Did you go?
I did not go. No.
Look at that.
That looks pretty cool. Penguins. Yeah, that's so cool.
A penguin ringing the bell for a penguin ringing the bell at 4 p.m. on Friday is pretty wild. Anyways, in the meantime, Ovi, have you been following the debacles of your friend Mando here? Have you been following?
I have.
I was incredibly painful. This conversation is to listen to. Like, neither of you are actually like listening to the other person. You're just like replying.
I'm listening. I'm asking him about New York, and I don't know what he's. I wasn't in New York. I'm asking questions about New York.
Ovi just answers with one word answer when they come through.
Hey, I think your audio isn't working or something.
Think there's a lag?
There must be a lag or something like that. Yeah, there's a lag. Yeah, there must be a lag, yeah.
Great show so far, guys.
Okay, let's reset, okay? Let's reset. We're all on similar time zones. We're all here in Europe. We're vibing. Mando, how was your weekend? Your first weekend as a meme coin dev.
Yeah, wow, what a weekend. Life has changed for me. I see things in different colors.
what are some let me ask you, because on the show on Thursday, and obviously on Friday was day two or day three starting for you, so now you're on day, so Wednesday was the first day. Day six is starting today technically in the East Coast, but it's day six for you. How's your first week so far as a meme coin dev? Have you learned anything that you can share on the show in case anybody wants to follow your path?
Honestly, I just can't even remember life before I was a shitcoin dev. You know, I just feel like I've changed so much over the last week. You know, last week I was just Mando. This week I'm a Mando shitcoin dev. My ego is just
Doug Jesus.
It's just a different level. You know, it's just that you should try it. Life becomes easier after you're a shitcoin dev, you know?
I'm good on that, but maybe Ovi, you should, or we just all rally behind this one. You know, we'll just all rally behind you. I think
Do not become a shitcoin dev. It is one of those experiences that seems fun at the time, and then you realize that it's your life now. So I'll try my best. Lots of different conversations, a lot of people helping me out, which has been useful.
It was funny, like I land here and I was going through a wall in the Jardin des Tuileries, which is close to where I'm staying in Paris. And I FaceTime Mando. I was like, let me just FaceTime Mando, see what's up. Everyone on the West Coast is asleep. And as I'm talking to Mando, there's three ducks, actual real life ducks, that walk towards me as I'm on FaceTime with the guy. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. He is literally has become Duck Jesus. And you absolutely love to see it. I mean, I would show you guys, but I don't even know where the photo is anymore. Anyways, I don't want to mess up the Wi-Fi. But anyways, that's...
I'm growing the beard out long. I'm growing the hair long. I'm going to go full Duck Jesus from now on.
So is there a price point? So I know at 420 Red Guy, you're getting an ass tat. That's for sure. And that's when Ovi's cutting his hair. Mm. Is there something that you're going to tattoo like a duck on your body?
I think everyone else should tattoo for me, man. Like, I'm making dreams happen. I'm making dreams happen at this stage.
Making dreams happen. Anyway, speaking of dreams, today on the show, today, what do we got going on today? Daily Market Report, Azure, crypto, macro, NFTs, and all that good stuff. Alts, memes, and dreams. So, speaking of dreams, we're going to talk about dreams for a second here. The market seems to have rebounded pretty like strongly this morning, with Bitcoin hitting like 72 plus. You absolutely love to see that. So I'm sure we have a lot to talk about. And then of course, Ovi reminding us of all these little numbers that he's got going on. I saw Art Chicken You on the comment. That was hilarious. Actually, Ovi is very fun at parties. Just so you know, in case you're listening. And so we also have like Base, like hitting $4 billion in TVL. A lot of stuff happened on that front. So we have plenty to talk about. And last but not least, we'll be joined by one of the actually previous show partners on the titles partners that you see on the screen, CFW, to come and talk to us about Palette, everything they've been doing with ERC-404s, which, by the way, like, this is definitely, like, I think, like, one of the most slept on narratives for NFTs, but it's probably because we're not at that stage of the cycle yet. But it's going to be interesting to chat with Palette by CFW, which is, I believe, one of the first generative art projects on 4-4. So they're going to be joining us on the show to come and talk about this. And as usual, this show is powered by Fairside Network on X, wallet coverage for drains, scams, and more. But also, it is bull market, right? Film.io, the world's most powerful decentralized film ecosystem. So not one, but two title sponsors on this show. Thank you to our partners and our sponsors for helping us keep the lights on. Soon, we're going to be able to have the show powered by Epic. I can see it coming. Or maybe that's the Rec Radio sponsorship. You have just a duck quacking on the bottom. Because the bottom left of the screen is still available. But anyways, make sure you check out Fairside. But not their website this time around. Make sure you go on their X account. And that's actually really good. You need security. It's a bull market. A lot of scammers are out of the woodworks. So make sure you go and check them out. Fairside Network. They're going to be coming on the show, I believe, this coming Friday. So excited to interview them and see what's going on with them. But anyways, without further ado, why don't we get right into it? Ovi, I'm actually going to go to you first so we can get more of a macro view, because your boy, I'm not going to lie, Mando delivered his two worst performances last week on Thursday and Friday when it came to the market, because he didn't even look at the price of Bitcoin. he was so busy, his head was stuck in the water. I'm gonna go to you first. What's going on in the market? Macros, if you followed, I mean, I'm sure you guys talk about that a lot over the New York price action, but what's going on? Talk to us about the market.
Yeah, we had payrolls on Friday that came in a lot higher than expectations again. So interest rates have moved a lot higher, but stocks were up. So we just keep seeing the same theme of stocks higher, interest rates higher. I mean, 10 years all the way out now to 4.42%, which is the highest it's been all year. And equities are also at year-to-date, also all-time highs as well. So it's kind of a weird thing where we're just seeing stocks go higher, rates go higher. This week we have inflation data. We have CPI that comes on Wednesday. I think the expectation right now is for it to be at 3.4% versus last month's 3.2%. So if we hit those numbers, I think, you know, we'll probably stay where we are. If we come higher, if we do come higher than 3.4%, I think there's going to start to be some real inflation type concern, because we would have gone up 2 months in a row, I think maybe possibly even 3 months in a row. So we'll see what that number is. But yeah, that's going to be very important for the interest rate narrative. I think stocks are fine, really. I mean, the economy is growing. There's obviously a massive tech boom here. And I guess there's a risk that equity valuations could deteriorate with higher interest rates. But we've been in this paradigm of high interest rates for a long time now. But the risk really is towards interest rates and towards the Fed changing its tune and saying, we may not have rate cuts this year. I still think we will see rate cuts this year for political reasons. If they don't make any cuts, I think it would be seen as a little bit dicey, I think, but it just depends on the data. You know, if inflation starts to creep higher from here with all the other strong data in the backdrop, then I think that could be a potential risk. So we'll get some more information on Wednesday. If we come in below 3.4%, I think it will be a massive relief for markets. And that actually really is the Goldilocks scenario where you have strong economy, growing economy, strong payrolls, and actually low inflation. And so that's going to be a very important number. So we'll see what happens there. But that's where we are on the macro side of things.
Okay. So I saw a bunch of tweets this morning come in from, what's his name? You know, a dude that posts like, Delta One or something, Bloomberg. He posted a bunch of stuff about Jamie Dimon talking about the economy and stuff like that. Did you follow that?
No, I didn't.
I'll read it to you in a second. Yeah, this
Jamie Dimon had an interview today.
Jamie Dimon had this interview today and kept saying that the economy is actually really good and that the people are still spending. I was just wondering if maybe, like, this has anything to do with today's pump or whatever. But
I think
not really. I don't think it's specific to that. But
yeah, the summary that I saw about that interview was just that he thinks that rates and inflation are going to stay higher for longer. That's basically all it was. And he also said, and remember, this guy hates crypto.
Hates Bitcoin. Yeah.
He said that that AI was as big of a leap for humanity as the steam engine. So he's very bullish on AI.
Of course he is. he's literally the meme of pivoting to AI. Of course he's bullish. Anyone who despises blockchain tech and crypto focuses fully on AI. That's a classic. But yeah, I have my notifications on for that dude, Walter Bloomberg, Delta One. So like, I just saw a bunch of stuff like Jamie Dimon cautious over higher rates and recession scenario, stuff like that. Like, he was also saying some pretty positive stuff about how the American people are still spending money. So yeah, that's it. But he also says that JP Morgan's Dimon warns inflation, political polarization, wars creating risks not seen since World War II, or stuff like that. So he also had like this like more of a doomer comments also on the timeline. So I thought maybe I decided to do. Mando, how are we feeling about the markets right now? Seems like we've bounced pretty well on Bitcoin, majorly, on there up to 72K. How are you feeling about this upcoming week?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. The market had a bit of a shakeout. We're now less than 2 weeks away from the halving.
Yeah.
It was mainly spot buying. A lot of spot buying came in over on the weekend, particularly on Sunday. Fundings remained low. That's meant. So even in this rally, bring up the funding charts, it's like all still towards the lows across the board. Interestingly, ETH is slightly, it hit a 3-year low versus Bitcoin and then bounced off that fairly aggressively today. Obviously, there's still the underperformance of Solana and all this ticket stuff, although it does feel like there may be some more near-term improvements there, and I read between the lines. So it may not be as much of a medium-term issue if they get ahead of it. The market just feels good. A lot of the memes pumped back, so they were the things that led the market back with Pepe. Doge. Remember, Doge Day is also 420. So 420 is like a very big day for the market. And it's like the meme coin day, Doge Day, which Doge rallies to. And it's the markets came back pretty strong. Even WIF, which like got, you know, a lot of hate over the last few days.
That's because of KSI.
No, I think it's because that video, but yeah, I think a bit of everything. But it, the market has ripped back basically in that stuff. In like stuff to note, you have obviously you had some of the big airdrops recently. Athena just keeps going to new highs. Wormhole has kind of bounced. And then today you've obviously got Tensor, which is very, very big for the NFT market. That looks like it's going to come around 3-4 billion, which is going to be a decent airdrop for everyone. I think Kamino as well, which is a Solana airdrop, has launched their airdrop tracker if you want to go check on Kamino. But yeah, like it feels strong. Still a lot of the activity and airdrops are happening on Solana right now, but obviously that's down. ETH maxis are all over the timeline today because of the bounce back from ETH BTC.
I mean, it's a pretty big, it's a nice bounce. Like,
it is a nice bounce. Yeah, we'll see if this lasts, really. Like, it's a nice bounce.
I mean, Ovi, you tweeted about 15 minutes ago that you're hoping to see ETH price sustain over the month of April. I'm assuming that the congestion on Solana is pretty bullish ETH. What's happening right now, especially with the base narrative, which is like another casino that is open that's pretty cheap to operate in. You're also talking about Blast and stuff. What's happening in that world? Have you followed a little bit? Like, I know Pacmoon is really performing well. We talked about it last week when you were gone, because after that creator payout, the thing that gave $1 million to creators, like, it just kept flying. What are you seeing on ETH here?
Yeah, I think ETH has had a tough time over the last month, but the whole base stuff is, I think, is really bullish for ETH. And as we get closer to the ETH ETF, you know, like, I think most people think it's not going to happen, but there's always a probability or a chance that it could. And I think JP Morgan put out a report over the weekend that they see the, or at the end of last week, that they do see the ETH ETF eventually being approved, even if it's not in May. So especially with Solana struggling a little bit, like, it tends to be good for ETH. So I think we could see a good month for ETH this April with base kicking ahead, really. And remember, the Blast airdrop now is probably just a month away, if not even less. It's slated for May. So that's going to be a big airdrop into the ETH community in just a few weeks' time. And Pacmoon stuff, yeah, I think as we get closer to the Blast airdrop and more activity going on in Blast, I think Pacmoon is definitely like the number one meme coin or community coin, however you want to view it, on Blast. And I think there's some increasing speculation that, you know, the reason why meme coins haven't really thrived on Blast is because if you convert your ETH on Blast to a meme coin, then you're not able to like put it in any of these like protocols to actually farm stuff. With Pacmoon, you can, because I think you can put it into Wasabi to farm it and actually earn some Blast gold. But, you know, if they ever, for the last month of Blast or whatever, if they ever change it so that there's some incentivization of actually owning meme coins or trading meme coins, then I think you could see a big rally in meme. Like, you could earn Blast points for that. Then I think you could see a big rally in meme coins.
What's Blast gold? I'm sorry if this sounds stupid, but I can't follow everything. Like, what's gold? I've seen so many people talk about it. Like, these and farmers, everyone.
Blast, so for Blast points, some are distributed to, well, for the Blast airdrop, some 50% is being distributed to people who have been farming points, and 50% is being distributed to developers on Blast. So every app has an allocation of Blast token, which is known as Blast gold for now. We don't know what the actual dollar value of that will be, or the token value of that will be. And so those apps, they can either choose to like retain that Blast for themselves, or they can distribute them to their users for actually using the apps.
Got it.
So that's what you're seeing right now. You're seeing people trying to get this Blast gold by using some of these dApps and trying to farm it that way. There's no, the Blast gold is given out manually. There's no, you know, there's no easy way to judge how you get it. But the more other dApps you use, the more we get it.
Okay, that's pretty cool. By the way, guys, I just checked Polymarket. I'm is this the right one? Down to 16%?
Yeah.
It was 32, so it's down, it's slashed by half.
It's 22 on Friday, so it's just gone down.
So you could go on Polymarkets right now, put $1,000 to return $6,250. We doing that? We're taking this bet. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Is this going to be approved by May 31st or not?
Seems unlikely.
I think unlikely. Yes.
Remember, but you never know. When they rejected the Grayscale ETF, they rejected it on the last day.
Yeah.
Right. They have a history of not early rejecting this stuff. So we probably won't hear about why they've rejected this until the last day. So this idea that they're going to suddenly, I mean, and that maybe has a bit of a tail risk to it because they could just be like, yeah, we're definitely going to accept it. But I think they still need to do, all the issuers still need to do different things for them even to be accepted. So I think it's highly likely that the SEC rejects this on the last possible day.
Okay. So we're going to get it. We're going to get the ETF. You know what would be crazy, though? If we get it, because Ethereum is trading like this, and this shit's not priced in, because like at this stage, everybody says we're not going to get it. Like Polymarket's pretty clear. What were you going to say, Ovi?
I was going to say, I think by now you would have heard, I think the reason why the ETF analysts say it's probably going to get rejected is because by now you were hearing pieces of movement and things going ahead with the Bitcoin ETF, whereas now that's just been dead radio silence.
Right.
There is an argument to say, look, there isn't anything to say because maybe it's already been done through Bitcoin ETF, so they're just making the application in the same format as they did for the Bitcoin ETF, so they don't have to make all these amendments and stuff. They know what to do, but I don't know. It's tough to think that there's like with zero communication between the applicants and the SEC in between the last applications were filed and now that we get an approval in the next 6 weeks. I think it's tough. Yeah, unless you start to see some movement and headlines come in the next few weeks, I think it's going to be tough to see it happen.
What happens if when it doesn't get approved for May 31st? Is there another, when's the deadline after that?
I think they'll give the reasons as to why they didn't approve it. And then it's a case of, what's the next step? Are they issues that can easily be rectified with another application? Are they issues that the applicants want to take the SEC to court over? We have to see what the actual rationale and reasoning is. Is it because the SEC is going to turn around and say, oh, ETH is not a commodity, it's a security? They have to give a reason for it. And I think what those reasons are will help guide us as to what the price action will be like. You could see a situation where they reject it, but the reasons aren't bad and they feel like they can be remedied. And then I think you would actually see like a big rally. Like you can see a situation, that kind of situation, but it really depends on what the reasons are. I think as we get closer to the date, we will start to see some more headlines as to, or rumors or speculation as to if it's going to happen or not. Number one, number two, like what the reasons would be for it.
Got it. Okay. So I guess we'll just wait for that. Did you guys see, speaking of news, because you said commodity and security, all that stuff, it reminds me of court cases. Did you see this? Like, there's such a weird thing going on Friday night. People saying that Coinbase won the case.
They won a different case.
Yeah. Okay. They did win a different case.
They won a court case in 2022. It was about, like, I think it was a private transactions, but it was a different case, less serious.
Yeah. I mean, still a little win. We'll take
it. It is a win, but like it wasn't the win, which I think everyone was trying to paint it as.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are going crazy at it. I saw a bunch of tweets go viral about how like Coinbase is won and this is finished. I'm pretty sure this is not finished. And also, I don't think you'd be hearing about it at like 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Friday evening, which is like when it started popping off. So that's why I kind of wanted to mention that today, because that was after the show. So that happened. And of course, I mean, we already went over Base. Other thing is, how are you guys feeling about Solana at the moment? Like, I know we talked about the congestions for a little bit, Mando. You said that somehow they're fixing it, but seems like this is, and you said that on the show last week, but seems like this is going to be extended. Like, are we expecting this to be fixed anytime soon? Personally speaking, look, it does get frustrating, right? When you have to, like, even to send like 10 SOL, I think the other day, I think it was like 20 retries. Definitely not the experience that we love and what we were talking about. Oh, Solana's the best casino, it's faster. But what are you reading on this front? Like, are we gonna see any improvement anytime soon, or are we gonna have to wait quite longer?
Look, I'm not a dev, So I don't. Yeah, sorry, I am a dev.
You are my favorite dev. What are you talking about? You are a Solana dev now.
So I'm not like in the weeds of like what exactly is happening here, but I know that the network's being spammed. They said that it's becoming more predictable, the nature that of how it's being spammed. And it's still doing like 7 times the daily transactions of like Ethereum and its L2s at the moment. So we're still doing a decent amount. But yeah, it's clearly not been a great experience. I don't know. Like, this was like one of these classic cases where it will get solved. I feel like fading this is slightly mid-curving it.
Yeah.
And I think that when it gets solved, it will just go straight back to being the casino.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you have also some beef. Obviously, David Hoffman, Bankless, and Mert going at it back to back. I mean, it's. I think Austin made a good point. Austin Federa of Solana, when he said, like, CryptoKitties literally congested Ethereum in 2017. It literally happened. And then most recently, you saw what happened to Bitcoin and Bitcoiners, like the Maxis, taking it to Twitter. Pretty, like, Udi getting, like, death threats. Remember, me and Mando, you were like, yo, Udi's fucking with, like, big boys now. But, like, Bitcoin, the whole network was congested. And that had to happen. So it's not like it's new. But I saw a bunch of people saying how frustrating it was and stuff like this. I get it. I mean, fuck, it's just so annoying. Trust me, like, myself included, I use Solana quite a lot to not have be able to, like, do anything much. But it is what it is. And so they're going to scale it. What's the timeline on Fire Dancer? That's this year still, right?
Yeah, it should be in the summer. That's what they're saying.
Okay, sick.
It's slightly different issue, though. I don't know if that this will be related to that. But, like, it will generally get fixed, like... Solana is slightly more centralized, so they tend to be able to fix things.
A little fat. It's a little easier to fix things on Solana. Listen, I don't know. I like the trade here. Like I like that Sol ETH like went down quite a lot because it was like pumping. Everybody was like calling for it to, like, you know, Dalai Lama, like, just go to the moon. But I kind of like the fact that one ETH is 20 Sol again. I'm like way over positioned on Solana at this stage and its ecosystem between Solana Whiff and my little duck. But I want more. I don't know. I'm loving the fact that Solana is like trading at $180 while the rest of the market like pumped like crazy. Like last time Bitcoin was in the high 70s here, like 72, 73-ish, like Solana was like nearing like it had broken all-time high in terms of like market cap. So it's actually an interesting trade that I was looking at before coming on the show. Besides that, I mean,
I just never really trust the ETH pumps because they just never seem to last that long. This one maybe is slightly longer. If I was to own one thing out of like the top 10 right now, it would probably be Doge. Like, I think it's underperformed for a little bit in terms of memes. Obviously, Solana's taken, it's also had a lot of the meme activity. You've got now this Doge 20. Day
420, yeah.
I don't know. I just get the feeling that I could just pump.
Had a really good tweet before the show. You said most of the current top meme coins will be here in 20 years. Most of the current top altcoins won't. Lessons in there. Actually, Obi, what do you think about that statement?
Of which statement? Sorry.
So Mando said, I love that. Mando said, no.
I know which one you mean. Yeah, I do agree with that. I do think technology can get replaced pretty easily, but sometimes of the top, especially of like the top two or three memes out there right now, I guess Doge and Shiv have shown that they had lasting power until now, until the next cycle. I don't think Pepe is going to go anywhere, right? Pepe is one of the biggest internet memes ever. I also don't think Whiff is going to go anywhere either. It's not as recognized a meme until this year as the others, but it's definitely, you know, within the top five. So it's kind of crazy to think that like of those five or six meme coins out there, that those will last. And then you could well have something like Cardano that just disappears. I don't really know, like just one of these other L1s that don't really like need to exist. So
I mean, the top 10
weirdly, I think the L1s are maybe the most likely to stick around. It's the other ones. It's like gaming, it's AI, it's DeFi, it's all the other like alt categories I just think they all just get replaced. Whereas memes, as a category of altcoins, I just think a lot of them will still be here. I think the ones that are chains themselves probably have the most lasting power because they're not then tied to an L1. Like, if you are a meme on a chain, then it, obviously you're tied to that chain slightly. But yeah, that's just my view. Like, it's not even that they may underperform or outperform at some stage. Yeah. Like, these memes could even be lower in 20 years, but I think they'll still be there. They'll still be around. Like, they'll still be active. Whereas, I don't know, I go through the top 100 and I think I would say very, very little apart from the memes and like the very, very top, like ETH, Bitcoin, Solana, I feel confident about being here long term.
I mean, I think like just right off the top 10, I think XRP and Cardano are going to get booted out of the top 10 this cycle.
Right.
Like you saw Toncoin, for example, made it to top 10 as of this week. It flipped Avalanche and stuff like that. It's just so much like stuff coming up, right? And on the world up. I mean, does anyone use Polkadot?
No.
Have you guys ever met a Polkadot community member? I'm not even trying to throw shade, like, because I'm trying to make sense of what Mando's saying, and it's very true. Polkadot is the 14th largest cryptocurrency by market cap right now.
But that tells you a lot, right? That's an L1 that nobody uses, and it's still managing to be top 14. That's why I think L1s can stick around way longer than, like, if you go to the gaming stuff or you go to any other altcoin category and they all just go.
What the fuck is this? Am I about to get canceled? Like, what's Yumu said, Leo? Like, am I just gonna be told I'm stupid? I don't know anything, but I've never heard of it.
I don't know what that is.
It's 23rd. I think we're pretty good. I think we're like crypto power users at this stage, all three of us. Like, you know what I mean? We live in the order books.
Let's go up to the top. Like, how many of them are memes now? Like, Doge.
I mean, you have Doge at number 8. You have Shiba at number 12. And then you have to go all the way down. I mean, the number 1 is a meme, right? But you have to go all the way down to WIF, actually. 30th.
Yeah.
I mean, WIF is the top 20 coin this cycle.
Yeah, I just think they gradually become their own strong asset class, basically.
I mean, look, like, Bonk is 70th, Floki's 57th, Pep is top 50 now, 46, but, like, it's really Doge and Shiba, 8, 12, and then 30 is 46. In top 100, there's only 5 meme coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I'm sorry. There's 6 meme coins of top 100. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, like, 25% of that top 100 is meme coins in 20 years. Like, you're talking 20 years, like, a few more cycles, like, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Because like even the Zoomers are gonna grow, and what have they been taught, like, or buying this entire time? Like, picture like this 16-year-old right now buying coins, and what he's probably gonna still own at 26 years old in 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, we're like in our 30s, pretty much buying still. Like, we're pretty much just bidding meme coins. So tells you a lot. Tells you a lot, I think, about where we're going. Anyways, what's this Bastian guy saying? Hey, Mando. Never had the chance to thank you. I won the $15,000 Robit giveaway a few months ago. Can tell you it's been put to good use. Don't know if I would be here right now if it wasn't for that. Couldn't have happened a better time. Truly, thank you. Wow. I just saw, hey, Mando, thank you. I said, Bastian, fire. Congratulations. That's shout out to Robit. I mean, tomorrow's the loot box bin, so shout out to them. There's been 5 red guys won last week, by the way, OV. Yeah. So, hey, it's good for the volume. Volume's coming in, you know? Robit's buying them and the people are dumping him into bids. Like, it's perfect. Actually, to the people's defense, a lot of people are keeping them. Anyways, before going to CFW here, we have Orb in the studio. What else do we have on here? I mean, Tensor airdrop. How is that gonna go down today with Solana? I saw it's getting listed on Bitcoin, on Binance. So that's another Solana coin getting major listings. Binance, KuCoin, a bunch of other ones. Did we need to like farm? I mean, I didn't use Tensor too much. I bought all my Bodagos on Magic Eden back then, which in retrospect, maybe I should have used Tensor unless Magic Eden gives me a bigger airdrop, but I don't know. Is this going to go well, you think? Like today, is it an airdrop? Is it a claim? How's that going to go down? Trying to figure it out.
Airdrop for farming, I guess.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out now. I'm trying to see the wallet where I have my Bodagos, like what goes down. But Tensor's happening today. That's something that you guys should pay attention to if you're in the NFT, but specifically Solana ecosystem, because Tensor really just operates on Solana. And then on the NFT side, I mean, before I go to our guests, because that is NFTs as well. The story of the weekend was really, again, Bitcoin Ordinals, and I was all over it. You know, we talked shit, and then the Bitcoin whales said, "Nah, not today, kids, not today." I don't know if you guys saw, but we got humbled up pretty quickly. I mean, you followed because, you know, Mando, you feels like you've been glued to your internet this weekend. But Bitcoin puppets came this close, 0.02 Bitcoin, this close to flipping the Node Monkeys. And then the Node Monkeys said, "Nope, not today. We're the big daddies of Bitcoin. Sit the fuck down, kids. Back to the sandbox." So the Node Monkeys then went from a 0.02 lead on the Bitcoin puppets to a 0.2. So that's quite significant. A Bitcoin lead on the puppets in the end. But on the back of that, actually, runes are just going crazy. A bunch of people tweeting all about runes. The allocator, some Min, his tweet went viral, but like how much you get. So that's it. Like, if you apparently, per the mathematics, if the runes, like for RSIC is trading at like I think 5 cents, it's a billion market cap. If you have a million RSIC coins, like runes from that one, you get $50,000 airdrop, like, which is pretty wild. And on. So like those ran. RSIC meta protocols at 0.088, almost hit 0.1 Bitcoin again. It was 0.12 previously. Rune pops flew this weekend to 0.075, back down 0.063. Puppets are 0.4 Bitcoin again. Node Monkeys though. Node Monkeys 0.629, you know? You still have a lot of time, you know, to flip the puppets if you have no monkeys. Of course, you know, I only have puppets, so you know, I say that freely. But I'm just kidding. I know a lot of node monkeys are getting annoyed, but it is what it is. You know, this is the game. This is the game we're playing it. And it's fun. Besides that, if I go on the DGens, let's see what DGens is telling us here today on the NFT front. I don't think it's great for what it's worth. Do you guys think Bored Apes are going to go under sub 100, sub 10 ETH?
Did you see that they've been like at the top, they're now the fourth biggest collection. So I think Runestones and Node Monkeys have both overtaken them in terms of market cap now.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so Bored Apes, not even in the top three.
Wait, so Node Monkeys, Runestones, and Punks. What's the third?
Punks.
Of course. Wow. Okay. That's not great.
Says a lot, right? Like, says a lot about what's been going on this cycle. Just ordinals, can't fade them.
No, you definitely can't. I mean, this is the cycle, and then also, like, literally, we were just talking about the halving. Like, this is literally coming, and fading runes is wild during the halving. So, I would definitely pay attention to that. On Solana, I mean, there's nothing much moving. Hopefully, after the Tensor airdrop, some collections move. I don't know. I think we moved back to NFTs way after in the cycle, like the summer. Like, remember summer 21 when Punks went to 500,000? It was like June, July, August, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if we have to wait until then. And then last but not least, a very low sale for Zombie in terms of ETH, but pretty good in USD. $1 million sale, 320 ETH. And then Ovi, I saw an Autoglyphs traded today for $500,000, bro. So that was...
It just looks like ETH NFTs are just for sale, really. Like, yeah, that Zombie Punk, maybe just mentioned that.
Yeah.
I traded for the lowest ETH amount for a while. Fidenzas are at like a 39 ETH floor now, so that's come off quite a lot as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty, it's getting pretty wild now.
It's pretty brutal, I'm not going to lie. And then on the rest of the side, I mean, you have a lot of X copies trading recently. I don't know if you guys noticed. There's a ton of X copy sales happening on the mid mid tier at the moment. So that's something I've noticed. Raul Pal and like Kazamo and all those folks.
Right? He's just like buying as many X copies as he can.
Is it him?
He's like 90% of the X copy market at the moment.
Is that him? Because I know he wanted a like addition of 10. So he's just keeps going.
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny. I love that Raul Pal is just like max bidding X copies. It's poetic. So that's that.
Solana's going down, man. He's just hammering Solana and then buy an X copy.
I mean, he's cooking on Solana and Whiff, right? So you absolutely love to see that. That's what it seems to say. And then last but not least, You have you know, Coinbase smart wallet and stuff like that. So that stuff's getting closer and closer and closer. You know, I saw Jesse Polak tweet that he was like working on it on Sunday night, blah, blah, blah. So that's going to be a huge narrative. And it looks like it's going to be a good week, especially as Ovi's balls has been tingling per the timeline. And usually we pump on that. That's usually what happened. I was not sure. You know, I'm traveling for 2.5 weeks. I was like, should I sell some stuff? I opened X. I saw Ovi tweet that. And I was like, okay, maybe like, you know what? We'll have a great week. Turns out that was the right call. Anyways, why don't we bring Orb up? Orb, whoa, that's a cool background. I like it when our guests have fire backgrounds. Orb, what's up, man? Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are absolutely vibing. Take me through your background. What is going on in there? I like that. It reminds me of my office.
Well, first off, I should apologize because I sound like I sing in a grunge band from 1991 because I went to NFT NYC and, got wrecked. So sorry, I sound like a fucking grandpa right now that eats a lot of drugs. That's all art. That's art. That's art. That's also art. That's actually a Pascal Blanche piece I collected like 2 weeks ago on Foundation. So that one's cool. But no, I made some of it. I made all the shelves and shit, and there's a lot of books. Proof that some of us actually read books, even though none of us read shit anywhere else, you know. But yeah, no, man, this is my cozy office. Welcome to it. Thanks for having me.
I like that, man. I mean, thank you for coming. Thank you for being a show partner. I mean, we've had, you know, a lot of people have been asking what CFW is. We shouted out at the beginning, and obviously we've been waiting to do this show with you. Obviously, like ERC-404s is a narrative that personally, like, been following more and more. Shout out to Asterix team too, like DN44 and what they're building on there. But you guys were one of the first and earliest people to adopt ERC-404s with Pandora, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first, if not the first, generative art project.
Yes, sir.
There you go. I know my shit. But maybe first, or before we get into that, if you can give us maybe like a little intro of like who you are and like what, you know, Palette is.
Yeah, for sure. So Palette is actually CFW's product. CFW stands for Chapters From Within. He's an Indian artist I've been working with for 3 years in the space. He's the shadowy pill. I'm the actual human with the voice. And it's just how we vibe, man. It's how we build. We've been working together for 3 years. Palette is a product of just a series of art projects that we've put out together over the years. It's all CFW's vision. In the case of Palette, I wrote the code for it. Basically quantizes existing images from one of our older collections. Remaps them to this new Bauhaus aesthetic that we went back and forth on. And it's actually kind of funny because it's fractionalized, right? With the ERC-404.
Yeah.
But the art itself is actually fractionalized because we broke down our older project and used them as source files to create these crazy Bauhaus, you know, grids. And that's it in a nutshell, really. I mean, I want to clarify also like that we're thankful for Pandora and ERC-404 and everything, but we're artists first and foremost. Like the tokenomics kind of comes second for us. So either it's 721s, 404s, or on base, you know, we're down with everything. You know what I mean? And in fact, I actually work on a number of other projects with the guys who developed the DN-404 as well. So
no way.
Yeah, we got our fingers in a lot of projects, man. You know, so it's kind of we're very like on the peaceful level with everybody. So yeah.
Okay, I like that. You're like Switzerland. Like you have a very Switzerland approach.
Yeah, except we don't keep Nazi gold. I'm a Turk. He's Indian.
That's crazy. Listen, I think what you guys are doing is really cool. And I mean, you're the dev, so you probably have quite some knowledge when it comes to that. And I love that you really mentioned that you guys are doing a lot. Look, I'm sharing on the screen for those of you who are watching us on video. Because we are on video always. I think how many people? Whoa, it's 3,100 people. Holy shit. Yeah, because the Binance Live gets us a ton of live viewers. So if you're on Binance Live, what's up? Follow us on Twitter, FOMO Hour, and also CFW here that I'm sharing on the screen for everybody. But why don't you talk to us more about Palette and you know, like the evolution to IPWT, what IPWT is, and like just what you're up to right now.
Yeah, I bet. So like I said, like Palette's basically the second version of what we did with Pillhead's Generative, which we dropped at the worst point in the market in 2022. Like, it's like we woke up and everything was crashing and we're like, well, we're out of juice, ship it. So we shipped it, ended up being a free mint. So everybody got bitter and stuff in between that hasn't been with our community all along. And then, you know, Palette happened. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, you guys keep giving us a lot of cool free stuff. So Palette became one of those things. But more so, it's kind of like from a personal level, it's CFW kind of saying, hey, look, we're moving forward. Here's another collection. We're bringing in some generative art. We're actually going on chain, hopefully this week. I'm responsible for the delays. We have a version 2 of it coming out. And if you look at all of CFW's past collections, they're all kind of gateways into all the other projects that are part of it. And some of them even have multiple versions you can like toggle through, you know, like those top right little toggles on NFTs and HTML embeds. So this is going to turn into one of those as well. There will be a version 3 down the road. And ultimately, IPWT stands for In Pills We Trust, which is the brand. And basically, CFW is creating this umbrella brand for everything. Mm-hmm. And all these, like, you know, we call them products. To us, they're just art projects. And our holders and our community that have been with us, like, through thick and thin at this point. You know, there's a lot of new folks that come and go. But, like, we know, we see the ones that are there for us, you know, and we're just really proud that everybody's part of this IPWT thing with us, because people trust us, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. Like I'm on a show called Rug Radio and our brand is always like, we don't even know how to rug people, you know, we're so deeply entrenched in this shit. So yeah, I mean, and you know, keep in mind, like, you know, CFW is like building all the time. He's got a drop on bass this week too. Brand new collection. Yeah.
Let's go. He's cooking.
Oh yeah,
I love that. I love that. How's the experience been? What's your favorite been? You seem like you've been across chains here. You know, you've done the ERC-404 shit, doing the base stuff now. You've had a favorite so far?
So I look, man, I'm really agnostic with everything. I'm gonna try not to get in trouble here because I work with Feisty DAO and I work for Own the Doge. So I'm kind of a dev on both teams. They're my they're my fractionalized fam. You know, I started out with Feisty DAO actually because Path collected my art like 3 years
ago. No way, Own the Doge. When they bought the Dogecoin dog NFT.
Yeah, I started out with Feisty. It's the original fractionalized one, along with now I work for Dog as well. But
I remember that.
Yeah, you guys were just talking about how dog coins are doing well. We are doing really fucking well. Like, you know, go buy some more.
That was a crazy, like, because we talk about the WIF NFT selling to like GCR for like, I want GCR. It was GCR.
Yeah, we made that happen. This guy Park in our DAO over at Feisty knew the guy who owns the dog. Who started the meme, and we kind of mediated it, made it happen. So we got it on Foundation Forum. It was like $4.3 million GCR.
But the dog one was even more in last cycle.
It depends on the ETH value, but yeah, they're all multi-million dollar photos. I just had a show in my friend Dundo had a show in Australia with the original photo and shit. So I got copy from Kabosu Mama. It's fucking awesome.
No way, yo. Is that the actual Doge dog photo that's actually signed print?
This is one of 696 for the culture. And I got number 70. Nice. They didn't send me number 69. I got number 70. Whatever. I'm happy. It's cool.
Yeah, they kind of. You're one off. So what's your Dogecoin prediction this cycle?
I don't make predictions. I'll tell you though that we are cooking at 24/7. I don't do financial advice. I talk shit on Solana all the time. I get in mad shit for it. But I think at the end of the day, like the L2s and L1s we're looking at, it's ETH, man. Anything on ETH. Bitcoin's great. I'm really supportive of what it stands for. But as far as functionality, NFTs, all this cool stuff, Ethereum's here to stay. That's my personal opinion. I encourage people to do anything decentralized because we got to get rid of the existing structures. Now we got to work together. Yes. I think we got to stay agnostic. There's got to be multi-chain solutions for everyone.
I agree. I like that. Any reason? What can I ask you what you like most about ERC-404s? Of course, like I'm starting to get a little bit more into it with like the tiny time I have to like research more shit. Because I do like to read sometimes too.
I think I should speak for the project, not from my personal perspective of what I like.
Sure. For CFW, why did you guys start with Pandora?
Well, so it was right time, right place. All right. So CFW is in a Telegram with these guys. They're doing this thing. And he's just like, hey, we got this art project. They looked at his work. And obviously, if you look at CFW's work, you're like, oh, crap, this guy's for real. You know, so they brought him on. We cook the shit in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I've been working on Iterative for 18 months. The Mint is still open. It's the dopest thing I've ever built. But Palette, we shipped in 2 weeks, and it was a success. You know what I mean? And I think part of that is because people are sick and tired of illiquid JPEGs. And it was like an exciting solution for somebody to be able to buy into a project, just dip their toes in it and get a fraction of a coin, as opposed to having to buy the NFT every time, right? I have some reservations about it. I think the good thing about this is that there are imperfections, which means that the groups behind DN404, ERC404, they're working things out, which is a good sign. Like, you know, if everything worked great out of the box, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have any problems. We wouldn't be trying to figure out what's next. You know what I mean? So I think ERC404 is good for people who want to kind of get exposure to a project they might be unsure about, or are just kind of like, hey, here's a more fun way to get engaged. Because, you know, we're tying in the tokenomics people with the NFT folks. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a really interesting crossover. We actually found out that a very small percentage of our collectors, and we have a pretty big community, are actually doing both, which is really surprising, you know?
Okay, that's really cool. No, I'm just getting a little more curious about it, as like, I do think like there's going to be like another run at some point once we're done playing with, you know, coins and meme coins, all that stuff. So but I mean the narrative of like coin tied to an NFT is just perfect.
For sure.
Like it's a combination of both. It's like 2020 was like NFT cycle, and this year is like the meme coin cycle. Mm-hmm. It's everything in one fucking bucket, which I think is cool. But anyways, back to what you're doing. You know, you talked to us about how you fit in the world of CFW, how you dev, you do all the dev work across chains, usually EVM, it sounds, and pro-decentralization. You love to see that. We love to hear it. But can you talk to me maybe like about the generative art and like what's next for you guys? Of course, I guess start as an art project. CFW is an artist himself, and you're an artist through code, I guess. What's next? Like, are you guys going to stick to gen art? Like, what do you think about the state of the space?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like, both of us are artists in the real world as much as we are here. I mean, CFW's always been on digital land. He's actually, if you can track down who he really is, he's a video shooting genius. He makes videos. He's a After Effects whiz. He does 3D. You know, I do a real world art installation. I did fabrication for years. I hang people from hooks, literally. Like, that's my, like, claim to fame in the real world, you know? I do, like, large-scale art installations and stuff. But I've been coding since I was a kid, and then I quit it because I was like, I'm done. And then Web3 happened, and I'm like, okay, I'm back, you know. So I think what's next for us is really just exploring how far we can push all of it. I mean, I'm really big on generative art. I think terraforms are the best thing that happened to the EVM. I think fidenzas are cool and whatever, but like we're looking at a new school of art, like, which is what Iterative is about, which is the project I've been working on. CFW did all the marketing assets for, we're world building, and all of these projects we're working on under IPWT and under my own brand as well are all kind of integrate into its own ecosystem that actually welcomes other projects to come be a part of it. There's going to be gaming elements, there's going to be art elements, there's going to be some tokenomic stuff, because we just accepted as artists that like this is the world we live in, you know. Like, we don't want to be broke, and nobody likes a starving artist, you know. So I think what's next for us is really just kind of figuring out how we can merge all this stuff. CFW has, I don't think we can like quantify how many freaking projects this guy has going on. I can quantify mine because I can speak for myself, which is also a stupid number. But ultimately, like for me personally, at least, like I want to take some of the art we're doing, and like what I'm doing with Iterative is like these endlessly looping things on the EVM. You're going to be able to like plug in your biorhythms to it. You can go see it in person at an art installation.
Cool.
You can breathe with my art and it'll breathe with you, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So we got some crazy shit cooking, but we're also mindful that we have to stay relevant, and it's a cutthroat scene, you know?
It is very cutthroat. So, you know, I guess one last question for you. And Orb, you see, you have a lot of fans, man. I'm getting tags, I'm getting a lot of comments in here from people who really like you. Someone said Orb is still a kid though. What? But question for you, Orb, is where should we point the people out to, right? Clearly you said there's a lot of projects. I don't want to confuse people. Palette is cool. By the way, really appreciate you guys like partnering with us over the last month. It's been fun to see that like that colorful logo at the bottom right of the screen as well. But like, what's next? Like, what are we telling people to follow?
All right. So first of all, the guy who commented Argo, I'm actually doing a project with him over the next 3 months.
Of course you are. Can we do a project too? Like, do I get to work with you too? Like, you sound like you're really cool, man.
Hit me up. Get out of the branding world for just come chill with me. Look, grab your vape pen. Take a hit.
I roll my joints, but yeah, I'll bring my. Don't worry, I'll bring them.
I can't do flower right now because I sound like a fucking octogenarian.
No, not right now. Not right now. Not after an event. After New York, you don't do that.
But come build with us, you know, and to come build with us, anybody's welcome to hit us up. We are starting an incubator next quarter. We're going to work with some pretty big names, hopefully, cool. And bring up some emerging artists. But the best way to connect with us is follow CFW. It's I am CFW. Follow me. It's Art of Orb. If you go to our profiles, you'll see all the projects that we're working on, from Pillheads Generative to Palette. To iterative, to even the feisty stuff with the doges, you know, like we're everywhere right now. And like, honestly, just follow us and pay attention and be patient, you know, be patient. Cause if you hit up our name, if you like, dude, come on our Discord and you'll find out everybody's just like, oh yeah. Hey, welcome to the shit show. We've been here for 3 years, you know, let's have some fun.
I love that. I love that, man. You guys sound so fun. Definitely want to keep chatting with you about a few things. Cause you honestly sound like a base dev. I mean, Mando, do you have dev questions while we have a base Ethereum dev? I mean, you're a Solana dev now. I don't know if you know Orb, but Mando's a Solana dev.
I heard.
Yeah, man. It's fun lifestyle. Yeah, it's great. No, I don't. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think this is really cool. I agree with you. I think you got a possibility here with building it out with a bunch of different artists. You clearly know your art. And yeah, we should do a project. We should do a project too.
I'm right here. Yeah.
Oh my god. I love that. I think it's so cool. Well, Orb, dude, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being partners of ours. Shout out to CFW. I saw him in the comments as well. While I was hosting here, so really cool. And then hopefully we get to link up and get some rest. Yeah. The New York sickness is real.
No, there's no time for rest. I mean, dude.
I got sick all three times I went. All three times. I didn't go this time, but all three times before that, I got sick the week after.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you're fine now. I got sick for you.
There you go. You all did. I saw Threat Guy tweet that he's sick. I saw a bunch of people. But anyways, Orb, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. And good luck with everything.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. Man.
Appreciate you. All right. Well, Mando, have fun. Devin, for the rest of the day, I'm excited to see your beard. Are you the type of guy that can grow like a beard? Like, you have a nice full beard. Can you grow like
I can grow beard? I can grow a proper beard, yeah.
Yeah, you look like, because it's like nice and full. You're not spotty. Looks like you should let it go. I think you let it grow until like 100 mil.
Yeah. Let the beard grow until 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it will. I think it's that's a good idea, actually.
Okay. Just go.
Full dev chat.
Yeah. Solana dev chat. Let's do that. All right, perfect. Well, that's fun. We have a new thing for the show. For those of you who are in Paris, I'm speaking tomorrow at Paris Blockchain Week. I believe I'm on stage at 6:20 p.m. CET here at the Carousel du Louvre. So if you want to come, get some tickets, yada, yada, yada. I think we've shared about it. But if you're in France, I'll be around. If there's side events going on during Paris Blockchain Week, hit me up on DMs and I'll be around coming to you. And if not, we'll see you in Dubai next week. But the show will definitely and most certainly go on all week. So with that, we will see you all tomorrow morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:30 p.m. GMT, for another episode of FOMO Hour on Rogue Radio. Let's